Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, why did Jack Michonek choose to set his novel, The Heritage, in an imaginary city and country in Latin America rather than in a real one? Jack Michonek was born in Geneva, Switzerland, of Russian parents, and raised in Bogota, Colombia. He attended high school in New York and graduated in business administration from the University of Grenoble, France. He then lived in Cali, Colombia, for 20 years before permanently settling in Tel Aviv with his wife and two children. Michonek began to write in Colombia and published his first novel, El Dorado, in 1977. Since then, he has written several novels, the most recent of which is La Descendencia, published in English as The Heritage. It tells the story of Jews from Eastern Europe who settled in Latin America at the beginning of the 20th century and how their community developed through the 1960s. We spoke with Michonek about the book and the Jewish communities in Latin America.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Could you tell us first a little bit about your own background? Because it's very interesting. You've lived in a lot of places.
Well, let's begin when I was born. I was born in Geneva, Switzerland, but my parents were living in Paris at the time. I was 2 years old when my parents moved to Colombia. That was a few days before the Second World War broke out. They felt that something terrible was about to happen, so they left just in time. Of course, being 2 years old, I don't remember anything from my parents' life. My life actually begins in Bogota, Colombia, where I grew up. For a limited amount of time, my parents moved to New York. I was around 12 years old or something like that. So I went to high school in Forest Hills. Then I went to France to study abroad while my parents moved back to Colombia. Not to Bogota this time, but to another city, Cali. I finished my studies at Grenoble University, business administration, and I went back to Cali to manage my family's business together with my father, who was very ill at the time, so he lived about 1 year more after I arrived. And then I took over all alone. At the age of 28, I married in Cali a local girl from the Jewish community. And my two children were born in Cali. And at the age of 40 years old, maybe, yes, 40, I sold all our assets in Colombia. And we moved to Israel, to Tel Aviv, and my wife and my two children. And I've been living there ever since.
Did you move to Israel because it was difficult for you to live in Colombia? Was there a problem?
Not at all. We had a beautiful life in Colombia. And I come from a very Zionist family. And just for purely ideological reasons, we moved to Israel. I am also very happy here, but we had a beautiful life in Colombia.
You said that you majored in business administration, and according to the biographical information on the book, you were a businessman. How did you start to write, and when?
Well, I started in Colombia I wrote my first book, El Dorado, but more as a hobby. As you can see in my lifespan, which has been relatively long, I haven't written many books. I write for the pleasure of writing.
So you never studied writing or anything?
No. I wrote my first book in Colombia. Then I wrote all the other ones in Israel, actually.
Do you write in Spanish?
Yes, only in Spanish, because to write a book, you have to master a language. And although I speak French and English and Hebrew quite well, I don't think I'm in the level of being able to write a book. You can only do so in your mother tongue.
This book, La Descendencia, has been translated into French and English. In English, it's called The Heritage. And basically, it's the story of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe to Latin America in the 1920s, and then it follows their lives through the 1960s. Now, the country and the city where they live in Latin America are not specific. Why is that you invented this city?
Well, I invented that city because I wanted the Jewish Latin American reader to identify the growth of his community. And if I would put a real city that exists like Cali, Bogota, Caracas, the reader would think that that's what happened there. In this imaginary city of Larida, the reader can see what happened in his own community, because practically all Jewish communities in Latin America were born in a very similar manner.
So your audience, when you were writing the book, you were thinking about Latin American Jews then?
Yes, I was. It's a book that has hit a very special chord in that type of reader.
I cannot see that, because basically what the book does is you follow the lives of two families whose fathers, well, they started out not being fathers, they started out as teenagers, but they became the fathers of the families and their best friends and their business partners. And one of the threads, I think, of the story is how they each relate to their own Jewishness and to the surrounding Catholic society. Could you comment on that?
Well, yes. All Jews in Latin America, and for that matter all over the world, have had a very strong Jewish attachment to the religion and to the tradition. I am not speaking about Jews today, but at the beginning of the last century. So they have had a relationship with the Christian world around them, which has been ambivalent in the sense that they want to befriend them, but they do not want to integrate. And this creates a certain, not friction, but let's say difficulty in adapting to the place. I believe that the history of practically all Jewish Latin American immigrants is very similar. And when they read the book, they identify themselves with the characters, because even if the situations are not exactly the same, the ambiance, the feeling of the times, of the epoch, and of the adaptation is almost the same for everyone.
Because they have to maintain some kind of a relationship, a business relationship or whatever, with each other. And the Jewish community, as you develop it, becomes richer, because they start out, they're very, very poor, and they become richer and they become well-functioning Jewish community, and so they have to kind of relate to the surrounding Christians, and yet on both sides you see a kind of a distrust or a kind of a reticence to get too close. They don't really want to be friendly. They have different sort of personalities.
Well, the Jewish communities at that time were very closely knit. And I wouldn't say that they didn't want to get friendly. Of course, they did want to get friendly, and they did. And they did business together and common ventures, etc. But they wanted to hold on to their identity.
Yeah, there's one thing in the book that surprised me, and that is that one of the main characters, Leon, who wants to hold on to his identity, sends his son to a Jesuit school. And I was very surprised about that when there were other good schools available.
Well, he wanted to send his son to the best school. The best school in that particular city at that time did not accept Jewish students. So he sent his son to the second best school, which happened to be a Jesuit school.
But I'm surprised he didn't have a problem with that, because his friend, Jaime, sent his son to a different school. He didn't send his son to the Jesuit school.
Well, they took different decisions, and maybe he did have a difficulty with that, but he thought that the school wasn't really run by priests. It was just owned by them, and their philosophy and their outlook was Jesuit. But the studies were like studies, like any other school.
Uh-huh.
Most sagas, and there are many of them, very good ones, tell about Jewish immigration to the United States. But there are very few that tackle the theme of Jewish immigration to Latin America.
Something that I found very interesting, and I think would be interesting to non-Jewish readers also, and I was wondering if you did this on purpose for non-Jewish readers, is what you could call the educational aspect of the book, because in a lot of areas, it seemed to be written for people who were not very familiar with Jewish religion and customs. And you include certain Jewish ceremonies, like weddings and funerals, with detailed descriptions. Also, foods, how the community takes care of its own, like the incident of the poor widow. And you include footnotes explaining what parts of these ceremonies are, or certain Yiddish or Hebrew words. And so I found that educational aspect very interesting.
Well, I wrote not specifically for Latin American Jewish readers, but I wrote for the general public. So I assumed that many people, including young Jews, would not know certain things about traditions or religions or words. So that's why I put in those explanations.
How has the book been received?
Like I told you, for the Jewish Latin American reader, very, very, very well. It has gone from, actually from mouth to mouth, because that's the best way to propagate a work like that, and it has been very well received in all places where people have access to it and through the internet. I don't know how well it has been received by the general public, because actually I have no way of knowing. I can see how many people download the book, but I do not know who they are.
Are you working on anything now?
Yes, I'm trying to write a sequel to that book.
Because that book ends, I think, in 1961, so a lot of time has passed since then.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Well, let me tell you, there are two imaginary places in the book. It's where the story begins, which is Golokhov. Golokhov is a shtetl that does not exist. I made it up because the name sounds very Eastern Europe and very Jewish. And like we said at the beginning of this interview, the Larida, the place where they arrive. But everything else in between is real. And the not only the places, but the historic episodes that I write about, like, for example, Gertrude Ederi swimming the channel, or the murder of Petliura, or the sinking of a ship filled with the Jewish refugees. All those things took place in the places that I put them and in the dates that I mention. So it's history.
Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to reading the sequel.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.